Thank you.
The next case this evening is case number 12328, Faith United Methodist Church. They seek a variance from the front yard setback requirements for proposed and existing structures, sections 115-182, 115-82 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southwest corner of Church Street and Canal Crossing Road. The 911 address is 19940 Church Street, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is C1, tax parcel 334-13.20-36.00. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a 58-foot variance from the required 60-foot front yard setback requirements for an existing church with a proposed ramp. 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 8 mail returns.
Is there anyone here that is presenting this application this evening? Would you come forward, sir? You would come up and be sworn in.
Okay.
Yep, right there. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay, thank you. If you would give your name and place of residence for the record.
Okay, my name is Michael Cohallen. I'm an architect, and I live at 2002 North Bayshore Drive, Milton, Delaware, 19968. I am the architect for the Faith United Methodist Church. We're really only in the early design phase of this project when we realized after we got a survey that we were in a commercial zone and we had a 60-foot front yard. So we had to stop really moving forward on a more detailed design. So we've only gotten into the general concept of what we're doing. But along the way, we've created a 3D massing model to give the members a better idea of what we're planning of the existing church, and then also of the proposed schematic design. So I do want to say, just for the record, we do have some representatives. I don't know if they could stand up or take a bow or something like from Faith United Methodist Church.
Sure, we can have everybody
stand up. Could the Faith United Methodist Church stand up? We, including Pastor Burns and Marvin Duffy, who's the head of the architectural committee.
13.
Okay, we'll make sure the minutes reflect that there were 13 members of the church here as well.
So we're here to try to make a case that this church was built before the road was named, because the road was named Church Street, so presumably the road was even named after the church. And it has been owned by churches prior, and it was transferred to the Faith United Methodist Church from the Mount Pleasant Church, I think back in 2009. I think that deed or that conveyance was made part of the application. I would like to kind of go through the various slides that we presented. This one here kind of shows the picture of the surrounding area, and the red arrow points to the church itself as it exists. And then behind the church in an L shape is where the members park. And it faces on Church Street, and then there's also Canal Crossing Road. So it's on the corner of that. Okay. Now this goes back to 1992. It kind of shows the lack of development around the whole area. As you can see in the upper portion of the slide, that's all undeveloped kind of woodland, and then there's behind the church itself is, you know, that's not very developed. So I'm not sure exactly when the new zoning laws came into effect, but it was fairly late in the game as far as when the church was built, which was in the early 20th century. Okay, I think we have a larger picture. Okay, here we have an image of the survey, which was prepared by Axiom Engineering. And it shows that first dashed line coming from the right side, that's the setback. So everything that the church wants to do in terms of expanding its facility for the church itself is in the front yard. So under the current regulations, they can't do anything. Now, there was a more contemporary one-story addition at the rear that was built, within the last couple of decades. And that it does occur, and they do want to expand that as well. They want to put a second story above that for use of the members. But they would also like to do some expansion for the church itself. Now, the next slide. I think that's the application. Now, there was another slide that actually showed the overlay of the intended expansion. Can you go back a little bit more or no? Now you've seen my whole presentation. Well, if it's not there, then, that's it, that's it. Now that heavy line that you see shows what we're proposing, the limits of the extension that the church would like to do. It includes coming out on the side of the nave of the church, on each side, and in order to get more space for that congregation. And it also includes adding a second story at the rear, and it also includes creating a couple of towers a la Notre Dame up in the front, which will kind of give a more of a church image on Church Street itself. And the point that I'd like to make with this particular slide is that what we're asking for does not exceed the projection of the existing building itself. So we're not going beyond the front. We're not going beyond the extreme right side of the church. We're not going beyond the extreme left side of the church or from the rear. So we're staying within that sort of line of demarcation of what exists right now. But in order to get space, they do want to push out for the church, and of course at the rear, I think they're entitled to do that within the current zoning. Okay. So these are various kind of satellite photos that show the church at different scales. The red arrow on the sort of mid-left points to where the church is. And then that next slide was the one that showed the 1992 condition. This is part of the application, which is, I guess, out of order. Here's the sign of the church, which lets you know where you are. Reverend Marjorie Belmont Burns is the pastor. And what I'd like to do is just take you on a walk around the exterior of the church, starting on the view from Church Street, but looking at the left side of the church itself. That's the nave, the main body of it, the tower up front, and then in the rear is the existing one-story meeting place for members. And as we move through the slides, we'll go counterclockwise around the church, showing the front, the right front, the right rear, which includes a handicapped ramp, and the right front also included an alternate entrance in that central projection. And as you come around the rear, that structure there houses a utility, heating utilities for the space itself. And here are some interior photos of the church. It's really actually a very, very lovely interior. And that's the left side of the church itself. That's looking at the altar area. And this is a view of that altar area from up on the choir loft, the existing choir loft. We created a massing model. It's actually a little more than a massing model of the existing church, because it does show some windows and doors. Sorry to turn my back on you.
You're fine.
But I don't know which one to watch. So. So this is sort of like a white model that has some detail. If we go to the next slide, we can see. Again, I'd like to take you around counterclockwise, walking around the church, as we did from the photographs. And there you see the right side of the model. And coming towards the right rear, there's a handicap access ramp. And then this is on the left rear of the church, showing the one-story addition that was placed on the rear of the main body of the church. And then here are some elevations of the church, which are really taken from the massing model, so they're a little light in color or in line, but that's the front elevation of the existing church. This is the right side of the existing church. This is the rear of the church. And this is the left side, and we come all the way back around to the front. This is a measured plan that was taken just by taking measurements of what's existing in there at the church itself. The right front portion of the right side of the slide is the entry to the church. It includes bathrooms on each side, and then the main portion of the nave. There's an alternate entrance on the upper portion of that slide on the right front, which actually goes into somewhat of a split level in terms of access to the nave itself. And then if you go towards the rear and take a left, you end up going back into the addition. But in the meantime, you pass a stairway to a partial basement. Because in those days, they had a partial basement where they heated the church. So it's not very large. But that was the part of the original church design. And then, of course, the rear includes some meeting rooms and bathrooms, some storage closets, and a general meeting room space. The next slide, I think, shows what we plan to do. And what we're planning is, as you can see from the white portions up towards the front, we'd like to create additional seating and a loft space up above. So we'd create new stairs to get up there. And then we would have to modify that upper portion on the right side of the church, which is on the top of the slide, to create an elevator and fire-rated stair to make an exit from the upstairs space. I think the plan is showing on the rear existing. I think that's the existing space. I'm not sure. The next slide might show it a little better. Yeah, there you go. That shows that we want to add a second story at that rear addition for the use of the members. And on the upper portion of that slide, which is the right side of the church, we would be creating a fire exit for getting out of there. Now, as I say, this design is still in the very early phases. We haven't really done true architectural plans. It's more of a conceptual, diagrammatic arrangement of the components of the church. Okay?
So may I interrupt you?
Yeah.
So why we're here tonight is to grant a variance, and you submitted a letter with five different reasons to grant a variance.
Yes.
And that's what we need to hear from you tonight is...
Oh, you want me to read the letter?
I would like you to convince us of the five reasons that you... what you wrote.
Oh, okay.
That's the legal standard. This is helpful background, but for the board to grant, as the chair said, the variances, we need to make sure that the legal standards are in the record.
Oh, okay. Okay, will we come back to this, or will this be a...
It's your presentation.
Yeah, you could continue, but just make sure we get to this.
Okay.
If you would like to continue to finish that.
No, it's all right. I can shift to this.
Okay.
You want.
We just wanted to make sure that, because that's important, that it's not left out of
the presentation. Shall I just read it?
You can summarize it or read it, however you wish to proceed.
The property resembles the shape of the letter L. The site consists of only 0.41 acres and is covered by the church building and a parking lot. The 3,200 square feet, which is the area of the footprint under the roof church, was originally constructed in the early part of the 20th century. It's only 7.15 feet from the church street frontage. And we've attached a boundary and topo survey, which I think we've seen. The church has proposed a modest expansion of the existing facility. The 60-foot setback covers more than 50% of the existing church building. Now, that was item number one, the uniqueness of the property. Mm-hmm. Item number two, cannot otherwise be developed. Strict enforcement of the 60-foot front yard setback precludes construction or expansion of any kind, except for the rear half of the building. Item number three, not created by the applicant. As the structure was constructed before the adoption of the county's zoning code in the early 1970s, the original construction could not have anticipated the creation of a setback that would render future improvements or expansion a violation of the zoning of the property. Item number four, will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. The church under different denominations has been in continuous operation as a church facility since it was originally constructed. The improvement and additions shown on the attached architectural rendering will enhance the appearance of the building and will only have positive benefits to other properties in the vicinity. This area of Sussex County has had significant changes in the character since 1992, and we had some attachments here which kind of showed how that developed. Many of the properties in the immediate vicinity have been redeveloped. Removal of this historic structure and redevelopment of the church would present a hardship on the congregation and would remove a historic structure from the neighborhood. The church would prefer to retain the historic structure on the property and improve it to better serve their congregation. Otherwise, they'd have to build everything in the rear. Minimum variance, a reduction of the item five, a reduction of the front yard setback to 5 feet will allow the church to complete a modest improvement and expansion of their existing facility. The square footage of the expansion and improvements is limited to only 750 square feet, the area of the footprint under the roof, a 23% increase in the size of the existing facility. Limiting a building expansion to a smaller increase would make the financial investment in the expansion an ineffective use of the church's resource. So those are tried to address the five stipulations that are required by the Board of Adjustment. And this was just to kind of give you an idea of what they had in mind. Would you like to continue and just go through them for real quickly?
That's, like I said, it's your presentation.
Okay. Yeah, we just go through. These are just going around the church again. This is, I believe, the new portion. This is, we're walking around showing the new portions of the model as to what they plan to do. It's a little hard to see because of the fact that the lightness of the model itself. And then this is a roof plan. It shows the front entrance, the nave going through, and the rear addition, and some projections would be projecting to the left and the right to create the additional space in the nave. Next one. And then here we can just walk around the model real quickly. This is, as we saw before, just walking around the model counterclockwise. That's the rear. That's the left rear. And as you can see, we have the towers up front, which is something that is just part of the tradition of the church.
So essentially, maybe Jamie or Samantha could answer this. The variance that we're talking about is that front section along Church Street. That's where the new towers are going. So the rest of it's all built in conformance with code, not an issue. So really all we're talking about is that front.
That's correct. And okay. On that point, we were just discussing that point, that the application was introduced as needing a 5-foot variance. So I believe the front ramp actually projects about 3 feet forward of that. So I'd made a note in my notes that the ramp will be 2 feet from the front lot line and the building will be 5 feet from the front yard lot line, if I'm mistaken. So, and normally, just for completeness, we'd note that as two different variances.
Right.
Because the legal advertisement was for the front yard setbacks.
Which covers both of them.
Yep. So for completeness, we'd normally differentiate between those two structures.
Right, which is now 60 feet from the front yard, right?
The 5-foot setback would be for the building, and then the ramp would be 2 feet, if I have in my notes.
Oh, I see, right. Right.
So okay. Essentially, just to cover it all, what you're requesting, what the board would be acting on, is a 58-foot variance.
I see.
Front yard setback.
I see.
Which I want to add to, just for the record, there's another sort of element to this, and you touched upon it, which is, you know, this church predated zoning by probably 50 years, because zoning came into effect, depending on what year you used, 1969 or 1972.
Right.
So in this case, we have a church that's historical, that had Sussex County zoning sort of plopped down on top of it, which made it immediately legally non-conforming, which means grandfathered, essentially. But that locked him in, particularly on the front where their entrance is, because at that point, because of the zoning being superimposed upon this, you know, nearly 100-year-old church, they're sort of stuck. So that's why they need the variances. So, you know, there's that legal non-conforming aspect of it as well.
And don't they don't have a handicap ramp existing, correct?
There is one existing, okay. And then we're going to be adding an elevator.
Okay. And a fire exit, weren't you adding that up?
Yes, we're adding a fire-rated exit stair.
So those are two safety things that need to be added.
Absolutely.
Right.
And I would think that the handicap ramp, it looked like that elevator was kind of going where the other one was, so that eliminates the prior handicap access, or at least interferes with it. And this,
there was no other elevator.
No, but there was a ramp where the elevator is going roughly off that back side. So,
no, I don't think so. I think the ramp is exterior, and then it goes through a pair of opening doors.
Okay, never mind. That's fine.
But, so the idea is that they would take that ramp and then they would have level access to an elevator.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
You still have the same parking?
Yes, I asked about parking, and I was told it was not part of this submission.
It's not, but I mean, you're not changing the parking up at all, have you?
No, we don't. We really don't have the room to change the parking.
Okay.
I think they're maxed out pretty much.
So you're not losing anything in your parking?
No, we're not touching the parking at all.
Okay.
And what'll happen if the board acts favorably on this? They'll have to, you know, design it and then come back through site plan review at planning and zoning.
To do that.
And planning and zoning will look at the parking, and they can adjust that if they need to. So
okay.
That's sort of a separate path down the line.
Does that conclude your presentation?
I believe that was my last slide, taking another look at the model.
Are there any questions from members of the board? No?
I do. And just for clarification, the current building is 7.15 feet from Church Street, according to your letter.
According to what we presented, right?
And why we're here tonight is that we're looking at a variance to take that to 5 feet. Is that correct?
To make the building so it would be 5 feet from.
From Church Street.
Plus the 3 feet for the ramp. So the total variance required would be 58 feet from the required 60.
Because of the ramp.
Correct.
We're not going forward from the church at all. We're not expanding anything forward of the existing line.
I think I'm more confused then. If we're 7.15 feet from Church Street, and when you're done, we're going to be 2 feet? Is that where?
Well, the ramp is, but the building itself would be 5 feet, correct, Jamie?
That's my understanding. We're triple-checking now, but that was my understanding.
Oh, and the reason for the question is that in the application, it says reduction from 60 to 5 feet.
So on these, what sometimes happens is the applicant makes the application, and then staff will look at it based on the surveys or depending on what came in preliminarily, and they'll fine-tune what it is they're asking for. Because you'll notice, too, I don't know if you picked this up in the agenda, it just talks about variances from the front yard setback requirements for the proposed and existing structure, so that we're good on advertisement, too. So you'll find that happens, you know, in certain situations. Just as staff gets a chance to look at it and sort of fine tune what it is it's been asked for. I don't know if that was your question, if it was a procedural one or just more what the number actually is.
I think it's more of what the number actually is, because if we're currently existing at 7 point some feet away and we're going to end up at, according to the application, 5, but I've heard 2.
With the ramp.
So with the ramp, will there still be a sidewalk? That's my second question.
So if I can respond, or do you want the applicant to respond? So looking at drawing BT1, which is the applicant's boundary and topographical plan, it is showing the handicap ramp at the front would be 2 feet from the property line, and the ramp would be, I believe it's deeper than 3 feet. Can you just scale that from next there? And this drawing does show the building to be 7 feet back. The ramp is wider.
5 feet. The ramp is 5.
The ramp is 5 feet, not 3 feet, and that explains the inconsistency.
Okay.
So based upon what we're hearing today, the building would be, if approved, 7 feet back, and the ramp would be 5 feet, but it would be 2 feet from the front yard set from the property line.
I see.
So I believe we've ironed that out.
And Mr. Carson, just to answer your question too, the sidewalks, based on the survey and standard practice too, they're all within the DLDOT right of way. So there's actually, from the ramp to the sidewalk, I'm not sure of the scale, maybe Jamie can help me out, but it's probably at least another 5 feet from their property line of their own sidewalk that connects out to the sidewalk on Church Street. So visually, it's, you know.
So there will be a sidewalk?
Yeah, there will be a sidewalk, right.
Yes, we're not changing any of that, actually.
Yeah, right. I don't think you can, because DLDOT owns it.
Yeah, okay.
So visually, it'll be sidewalk, open space, then 2 feet, then 5 feet of ramp, then structure is what it'll look like.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions? Is there anyone in favor of this application?
Sir, you can take a seat. We'll see if there's
any. Okay. Thank you very much.
Is there anyone in favor who'd like to speak on behalf of the application? We got all 13 of everybody that's here. We assume, since you're part of the congregation, you're in favor of it.
Yeah. And no one would like to speak? Is there anyone here against this application? Seeing none, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Madam Chairman, I make a motion to approve case number 12,328. The size and the shape of the lot make it difficult and unique. The church is old. The variance is necessary to enable the use of the property. This is the only way they make it work, because it's so old and the building around it. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. This is a minimum variance and full relief with at least modifications.
And a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Williamson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Corman?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Carson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too for the reasons stated. So for a vote of 5-0, the application is approved.